And turn to him. The gospel of Jesus Christ. Help us to forgive those who have wronged us, and help those who are outside of your grace to be found, and that you would save them, Lord, and bring all of your children in to your kingdom. Father, we pray for those tonight who are needing you, and we pray that they would find what is needed in you, for all that is needed is in you and you alone, for you are the truth. We pray these things, Lord, and we pray for Brother Matt as he does our devotion. We pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Good evening, everybody. Good to see everyone tonight. We had a real nice time at the First Choice, am I saying that right? At the banquet last night, and you know, an excellent speaker, and it's a real good ministry, and I'm real thankful that our church supports them. And had a nice couple that we met and sat with us from the Atlanta area, just down the road, and just a real positive night, real good night. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6. please. And we are going to be encouraged to pray by the Apostle Paul. Encouraged to pray. Look, isn't it true that so often we're discouraged to pray? Isn't that true? By the flesh, by time constraints, by our own sleepiness, by the, you know, pressures of life, just living in a worldview of, you know, pragmatics and the path of least resistance. We face all these things, and yet in Ephesians 6, right, Paul is unpacking for the church the necessity to be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. And he instructs the church to put on the full armor of God. You know, Paul spent three full chapters, right, in Ephesians, really unpacking all that God has done for us in Christ. All He's done. How the Father has chosen us, and the Son purchased us, and the Spirit has called out His church from darkness, and just all that God in Christ has done for His people. And you can kind of sense that in the last chapters of the book, Paul is saying, okay, but don't become full of lethargy, right? Don't fall asleep at the wheel. You know, God has called His people to pray. He has called us to pray. Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. And then, if we could just kind of parachute in verse 18, and we're going to read 18 to 20, and we're going to have some thoughts about prayer. So Paul says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to the end with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, all the saints, and for me that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I might speak boldly as I ought to speak. And so here, Paul is unpacking for us the, you know, the secret weapon, so to speak, of prayer, a weapon that we can use any time, in any place, in any context. And it's how we apply the armor of God to our life. You know, prayer is not the armor of God in Ephesians 6. The prayer is how we apply that armor to our lives. And so look, Paul is encouraging his people to pray. You see these alls, don't you? It's very easy to see in verses 18 and 19. Especially verse 18, praying with all prayer and supplication of the Spirit, being watchful to the end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. So Paul here is encouraging us to pray. So the first thing I want us to see is just a variety of prayer, right? A variety of prayer. He tells us with all prayer and supplication. And so look, I want to encourage us to pray, right? So we're here on Wednesday night, and what have we done? We've come to have a brief devotional and to gather together to pray. So look, pray privately. Pray privately and pray publicly. With all prayers and petitions. We are encouraged by the Word of God to pray both publicly and to pray privately. So I just want to encourage us that what we do when we gather on Wednesday night is extraordinarily important. It is extraordinarily important. As I think Brother Brian has pointed out before, you know, we want people to come and hear our prayer requests so they take it home with them. And throughout the week, the Lord's bringing these things to mind and they're praying for us. We want to pray both publicly and pray privately. Now, I want to especially challenge you men. I think this is a general word, but especially to our men, to be people of prayer. You know, when the Lord saved me, I was real nervous to speak publicly, but I could pray. And I could pray because I could just forget everybody else was around, and I could just talk to the Lord, right? And that's how, you know, I really got started speaking publicly, was with my head bowed and my eyes closed. It was less intimidating, right? And I really want to encourage you men to be bold and ready to pray if you're called to before the church. And to remember that Paul told men, I want men in every place to pray. So men, that's a good word for us to remember. I want men in every place to pray. Certainly, that's not just publicly, it's privately as well. But be willing to pray when you're called upon. Pray publicly, pray privately. There's a variety of prayers. Have a plan for your prayer life. I always want to encourage us for that, right? And look, you know, understand that, you know, life is busy and things happen, but plans help us when everything else fails, right? So have a plan. Have a time set apart to pray and open God's Word. Have a plan. Be ready. Pray with a variety of prayers with the way you've come before the Lord, right? So remember the ACTS, ACTS acronym, right? Adoration. So make time in your prayers for praise, right? Because it's so true, so often we just rush to supplication. Make time in your prayer line for praise. Make time in your prayer line for confession. As George Whitfield said, keep short accounts. It was Whitfield's pattern in his life to go before the Lord throughout the day, confessing any known sin. Keep short accounts. Remember that when you pray, you're coming before a holy God who loves you and purchased you. Come with the spirit of confessing sin. Be a person of thanksgiving. And then, of course, supplication. Bringing your requests, making your requests known to God. So, again, pray publicly, pray privately, pray fervently. Pray fervently. Paul tells us to pray with all prayers and supplications in the Spirit, being watchful to the end, with all perseverance and supplication for the saints. We be a people who pray fervently at all times, at all seasons. You know, Paul told Timothy, I pray for you night and day. Paul instructed the church of Thessalonica to pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. You know, a spirit of constant prayer. So throughout the day, things are happening. You're witnessing things and you're bringing it to the Lord in prayer. To be a people who have a zeal and a fervency for prayer. That's what we want. We want to have that kind of faithful heart that comes before the Lord. And you know, I know that we oftentimes struggle, but we want to be persistent in prayer. Be persistent. Don't give up. Don't quit. Be alert. Remember, our Lord told his sleepy disciples that to watch and pray. He encouraged them to watch and pray. Paul told the church in Colossae, devote themselves, devote yourselves to prayer. And that should be our attitude too, to devote ourselves to prayer. You know, brethren, Paul again is reminding the church that there is a roaring lion, right? That we don't face flesh and blood, but principalities and powers. It's unwise for us to live as if there is no devil. To live as if there is no, you know, army against us. As if there is no enemy. There is an enemy. And we face that enemy every single day. Spiritual warfare is real. It's a reality of spiritual life. It's a reality of life. And so how do we fight that? How do we have victory over temptation? How do we have spiritual victory? We pray. We pray. So, brother, I want to encourage us to come before the Lord. Be persistent. Be persistent in our prayers. And, you know, the special object of our prayers should be each other. Do you ever think about that? You know, we certainly want to pray for the lost. And we want to pray for, you know, God's work of missions around the world. But there is a special calling to bear each other's loads in the church. And there is a special calling, of course, to pray for the household of faith, to pray for other believers. And Paul tells us that very, very clearly, being watchful to the end, with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. And they're all the saints. And so let's do that. Let's pray for each other, especially for our spiritual well-being. And, you know, I think we're always really good about praying for, you know, body aches and things that happen, but also, both in our public and private prayers, let's pray for all the saints for spiritual needs. So you can pray for each other that we'd have boldness, for example. That's certainly on Paul's heart. Now, do you ever feel weak, you know, to share the gospel? Do you ever feel timid? You know, Paul's an apostle, right? And he's asking for boldness. So be encouraged. That all utterance, utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel for which I am in chains, ambassador in chains, that in it I might speak boldly as I ought to speak. So look, I mean again, Paul, the apostle, is praying for boldness. We ought to pray for each other for boldness. We ought to pray for each other for open doors to share the good news of Jesus. We should spur each other on to love and good works. We should spur each other on to live a holy life and pray for each other in that regard. Pray for each other for boldness. Pray for each other for spiritual good, for spiritual, you know, for spiritual blessings. I do want to mention, since kind of on that frame of thought with evangelistic opportunities, that for the last few years, a group's gone out to Hooks to pass out gospel tracts at the Hooks. I don't know what they call them, but it's a community trunk or treat is what it is. And they pass out gospel tracts to kids and families. And that's going to be Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening, you know, around 4 to 6, 4 to 7. So if you'd like to be involved with that, please let me know, or Brother Ben, or Emily know, and we'll help you get set up with that. That's a great opportunity right there. Let's pray for boldness. Let's pray for opportunities. Let's pray for open doors. And I just wanted to mention, look, when we pray for each other, it's doing great things in us. God is doing great things in us. When you pray for other people, it's breaking those chains of selfishness. Because isn't it true that we're most prone to pray for ourselves, right? So when we pray for others, we're weaning ourselves off that selfish bent that we have. When we pray for others, we are reminding ourselves that we are a part of the body of Christ. So, you know, we tend to live in a culture with so much individualism, and it's just kind of all about me. So when we pray for the body, we're reminding ourselves, look, it's not all about me. I'm a part of something bigger. I'm a part of God's church, God's blood-bought family. When we pray for others, we strengthen our own souls, right? It increases our own faith. When you pray for others, be specific. So Paul's asking for specific prayers for boldness. We should be specific with that as well. So, church family, let us be, by God's grace and power, faithful to pray. I just want to encourage us very briefly on this Wednesday night to be faithful to pray. Don't neglect the great high calling to come before our Lord and to seek His face and to make war against the enemy and to be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. We can't do this on our own. We cannot face this world with this devil filled, as Luther wrote, without the power of God's Spirit operating through us, without holding on to the Word of God and making war. We need to pray. We need to seek His face. Father, we thank You for the Word of God. It's always a lamp to our feet, a light to our path. Help us, Lord, to be encouraged always to pray for each other, to pray for spiritual and physical needs, to pray unwaveringly and unceasingly, and pray with faith. Help us, Lord, to be strong in the Lord, the power of Your might. Help us, Lord, not to be tossed around by every futile philosophy and worldview that comes through the winds of change, but help us, Lord, be strengthened by the Word of God to put down roots that go very, very deep, and also to seek You in believing prayer. Help us, Lord, be faithful in that. Help us, Lord, to see that as a vital ministry. I think sometimes we forget that it's a ministry. Help us, Lord, to take upon ourselves the ministry of vital, real prayer. And then, Lord, I pray that over time, as we do so, that we'd see Your hand upon those prayer requests. We understand that we pray according to the will of God. We understand that sometimes, oftentimes, You say no. We also know, Lord, that You do say yes, and You've called Your people to pray. So help us, Lord, be faithful in that, and we ask in Christ's name.